This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Strange homophobic flyers from Jesus have been found in letterboxes around the Darlinghurst area, similar to those seen in Hobart in July. Resident Nick Smith tweeted out a photo of the flyer, which was in an envelope addressed to resident. The flyer blamed the ongoing drought affecting the state on the passage of marriage equality, saying that Sydney had chosen the curse. Former High Court Justice Michael Kirby has called out the government's failure to release Philip Ruddock's Religious Freedom Review. Kirby also responded to Prime Minister Scott Morrison's comments about young LGBTI people in an interview on the ABC's Radio National. Kirby noted that Morrison said his skin curled, a very vivid metaphor, when he heard that children in public schools were being educated in terms of respecting people of diverse sexuality. Kirby said that sexual and gender diversity was just part of our nature. 40-year-old Sydney man Murid Ul Hassan Nuri has been charged with allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old he met using an app. The alleged assault took place after the 13-year-old deleted the app, having exchanged photos and personal details and having arranged to meet up with Nuri. Nuri was arrested last week and appeared in court, where he was charged with engaging in sexual intercourse without consent. Tasmania's Supreme Court has denied the appeal of Launceston man James Durston, who was accused of distributing vicious anti-LGBTI flyers in 2013. Justice Michael Brett rejected Durston's appeal, finding that the sections of Tasmania's Anti-Discrimination Act that prohibit incitement to hatred and offensive language do not impinge on religious freedom or free speech, and are constitutionally valid. The landmark decision follows on from an ongoing anti-discrimination complaint filed against Durston, who distributed materials bearing homosexuality statistics in the Hobart suburb of Sandy Bay. West Australian Senator Dean Smith has called Prime Minister Scott Morrison's widely criticised gender whisperers comments unfortunate and unnecessary. Smith made the remarks at Curtin University's Australian Ally Conference last week. Smith told the Ally Conference panel that he had realised he had a responsibility to communicate with his more socially conservative colleagues about pressing concerns for the LGBTI community beyond marriage, and particularly on trans issues. Alt-right figurehead Milo Yiannopoulos has declared he is writing a book about Australia, suggesting it is the last bastion of free speech. On Thursday, the former Breitbart editor appeared on the Bolt Report on Sky News to promote the book and his upcoming tour of Australia. He said the book will be titled Australia, You're My Only Hope. His previous book, Dangerous, was reported to have sold vastly fewer copies than Yiannopoulos publicly claimed. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A trans volleyball player has decided to run for Congress in Brazil. Tiffany Abreu plays professionally as a woman but is now also running for the Brazilian Democratic Movement Party, a centre-right group that some in the LGBT community have labelled the enemy. Her political fate will be decided at the polls early this month, but she still intends to try out for Brazil at the 2020 Summer Olympics. Manchester United Stadium could become the first Premier League venue to install gender-neutral toilets. The minutes from the latest Man U fans forum revealed that the club is actively investigating the prospect of trans-friendly facilities at its Old Trafford Stadium by working with key stakeholders like Stonewall. Head of security Jim Liggett says the venue is looking to become more inclusive for all supporters. And finally, Sydney has dominated the Pride Football Australia tournament, with both teams walking away with the trophy in two close matches. This year's event at Lambert Park in Leichhardt saw the Sydney Rangers men's team defeat the Melbourne Rovers 1-0, and the Flying Bats women's team in Sydney also beat the Rovers 2-1. The tournament aims to bring players and supporters together regardless of gender or sexuality to celebrate inclusion in soccer.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.